And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Jaywin Russick is our theater critic. She joins me here in Studio A. How are you doing, Judy?
Glad to be here.
So every September, early in the month, we do a little preview of what's coming up over the course of the next 9 or 10 months for the 2018-19 season. There's all sorts of stuff going on. So this is a little primer to the kinds of things that you're going to be covering for us. First big news we want to talk about came out of Center Stage just last month. We mentioned it briefly. They've got a new artistic director. She's Stephanie Ibarra. She comes from New York. She doesn't actually start officially for a little while. She comes part-time in October and full-time in December, as I understand it. There's some really great shows at Center Stage this year, although I guess Stephanie Ibarra didn't have anything to do with picking them, right?
Right, right. Probably when they picked this season, she didn't know she was coming here, but maybe she had her fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And this is a terrific season. I think this is one of the most exciting seasons that Center Stage has had. All but one of this season's shows are new or nearly new plays. I'm particularly excited about Indecent, which opens at the end of February. This is a play based on a scandal that engulfed an early 20th century Yiddish play when it came to Broadway. It's called The God of Vengeance by Sholem Ash. Indecent is by Pulitzer Prize winner Paula Vogel. Full disclosure, I studied with her about a decade ago after I left the Baltimore Sun. This is an extraordinary play. I saw it in New York twice. I saw it off-Broadway, then I went back and saw it on Broadway. It's a little-known chapter of theater history. The way it was staged in New York was very evocative. I'm very eager to see how a different director and a different cast will interpret it. It's being directed by Eric Rosen, and he is a director whose graduate thesis, his doctoral thesis, I believe, at Northwestern University, was on God of Vengeance, the play within a play. And then, right before that, Baltimore Center Stage is producing a musical, Fun Home. It was the 2015 Tony Award-winning musical. It's based on an autobiographical graphic novel by Alison Bechdel, and it's subtitled A Family Tragic Comedy, which is very accurate. It has music by Janine Tesori, book and lyrics by Lisa Krohn. Center Stage is billing it as a coming-out musical. Bechdel, who is gay, I don't think she's gray.
Not yet.
Alison Bechdel is gay, and she grew up with a closeted gay father. Her father owned a funeral home, so that's one meaning of that title. Yes, the fun home. The character of Alison is played by three actresses at different ages. We see the adult Alison actually creating this graphic novel as the show goes on. I brought you a bit from the finale. This is the Broadway company, and you're going to hear all three Allisons singing about a happy memory.
Now I'm flying away.
Look at me fly.
In Marmaris Man and Cape.
Fly.
So high.
Our house is over there, and there's our car.
That is music from Fun Home. That's the Broadway cast album. Our daughter, Miranda Rose Hall, is a playwright. She saw this when it was off Broadway. This is perhaps one of her favorite things she's seen in her whole life.
It's a wonderful
really
musical.
Looking forward to it. Of course, big event coming up at the Hippodrome, Hamilton. So that Fun Home, by the way, is Center Stage, along with Indecent of Paula Vogel. Hamilton is coming to the Hippodrome, but what else is coming to the Hippodrome?
Well, Hamilton, I should say, is going to be here for a month, but not until June 25th. I have to tell you, Playbill just ran a list of top-selling musical cast albums of all time, and Hamilton was at the top of the list, even though it's a much newer show than, say, Phantom of the Opera or Les Mis or My Fair Lady, which also figured in. This show is driving the Hippodrome's season, as it is for many touring houses around the country. But I am equally looking forward to a musical called Come From Away, which will be here in April. And this is the story of the 38 jumbo jets that were diverted to the small town of Gander, Newfoundland on 9/11. It was created by a husband and wife team, Irene Sankoff and David Hine. The way the town embraced these stranded passengers and flight crews really restores your faith in human nature in a way that might have seemed impossible at a time of such great tragedy. I reviewed this show for you on Midday when played a pre-Broadway run at Ford's 2 years ago. The music incorporates Celtic sounds, the sounds sort of Newfoundland, and rock music. I brought an example from the opening number. You're going to hear these sounds. I can't wait to see this show again.
Welcome to the wildest weather that you've ever heard of,
where everyone is nicer, but it's never nice above.
Welcome to the farthest place you'll get from Disneyland.
Fish and chips and shipwrecks.
This is Newfoundland.
Welcome to the rock, an islander.
From the fabulous island of Newfoundland. That's music from Come From Away. That's going to be at the Hippodrome along with Hamilton. We heard a little clip there from the Broadway cast. And how about the Everyman Theater here in Baltimore? I understand that, Judy, that they've expanded their season.
They have, yes. They're going to do seven plays instead of six for the first time. It's their biggest season yet. The reason for seven is that the last two plays are being done in repertory. These are two plays by Colleen Sinnott Jennings, who's a theater professor at American University. They're both one-woman shows. They're both parts of her memoir. The first play, Queen's Girl in the World, will star Dawn Ursula, and it begins in 1962. We see the protagonist as a young teenager. The second play is called Queen's Girl in Africa. It'll star Erica Rose, and it picks up where the other play ends in 1965, and she's on her way to Africa at that point. I went to an event at Everyman in June, and the playwright was there and read some scenes from this, and this is very lively, engaging material. Everyman, Tom, isn't the only play that is doing repertory. Chesapeake Shakespeare Company is going to do Henry IV Part 1 in repertory with Henry IV Part 2. Part 1 starts in mid-February. Part 2 starts in mid-March. It's the first time Chesapeake Shakespeare has done either one of these plays, some of my favorite Shakespeare plays. These two plays are about the making of the true king, about what makes a leader. So I think they are very timely.
Yeah, very timely indeed.
And both theaters, Everyman and Chesapeake Shakespeare, will have some weekend marathon days when you can see both shows in a single day.
For the gluttons among us. Yeah. So we've talked about Center Stage, the Hippodrome, the Everyman Theater. How about some of the area's smaller theaters? What do you think?
Well, we were just talking about Shakespeare, and three theaters are doing what I would call Shakespeare spin-offs. The Vagabonds opens its season tomorrow with Shakespeare's R&J. This is a play by Joe Calarco, and it's about four boys in a very repressive prep school who start doing secret readings of a forbidden text, Romeo and Juliet. It starts out as a lark. It ends up as a very serious rite of passage. And then two theaters are doing Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, Fells Point Corner Theater in April, and Annapolis Shakespeare Company in February. Annapolis Shakespeare, not actually a small theater, a theater that's starting to make a very strong mark in the area. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead is Tom Stoppard's 1966 Hamlet spinoff. It takes two minor characters, two almost interchangeable, forgettable characters from Hamlet, and turns them into the main characters. And then two other theaters are doing another spin-off on a classic, not Shakespeare, and this is the musical Once on This Island by Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty. It's a Caribbean-flavored musical that's partly inspired by Hans Christian Andersen's Little Mermaid. It's going to be at Arena Players in June. It's going to be at the Children's Playhouse of Maryland, a junior version, in March. The show is currently on Broadway. It won the 2018 Tony for Best Revival, so it should be fun to see that around here. And I also want to give a shout-out to a Maryland playwright, D.W. Gregory. That name may be familiar because I reviewed her play Memoirs of a Forgotten Man at the Contemporary American Theater Festival this summer. She's going to have two plays, one by Rapid Lemon Productions at the Theater Project, and Maryland Ensemble Theater is doing probably her most popular play, Radium Girls. So there's
a lot going on.
Lots going on. This is a season with some of my favorite recent plays and musicals.
Good stuff.
And some new work I'm really eager to see.
Well, we will, of course, cover it all. We're actually going to see you the next time. A week from Monday, we're going to talk about Dancing at Lugnasa, which is the new play at the Everyman Theater. So we'll see you then. Thanks so much.
Absolutely.
We want to thank Eddie's of Roland Park for lunch today. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and Roland Avenue over in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each day listed on their website, Eddie's of Roland Park. .com. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow it's the Midday News Wrap. Mike Fletcher from the Undefeated and a law scholar from the Indiana University are going to talk about, among other things, the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, and that anonymous op-ed that appeared in the New York Times yesterday afternoon. We're also going to hear a concert by a guy named Carlo Aranzo. He's a mandolin virtuoso, and he's going to be appearing at the Marinari Festival in Little Italy. So I hope you can join us then. On behalf of the entire team here at Midday, we appreciate your tuning in. Have a great day.